We have a text here from 312 at 1017, Janelle.
Okay.
I live in Orland Park and would like to see, I'd like to use the bird feeder in my yard. Mm. I have avoided using it due to fear of inviting rats. Mm-hmm. Unlike my wife, who has three bird feeders.
Kiddie pools.
And kitty two pools. Kitty pools. And
for the squirrels.
Just welcomes every single rodent.
Snow White in the making.
No. Mm-hmm. I got to get Dykstra out there with a shotgun. will I invite rats if I use the feeder? From our friend in Orland Park.
You know, how...
Yeah, come on.
How high... I know. This is such a dilemma. Because, like, I personally...
You're helping the birds.
...a feeder, too, because my cats love to watch them. But I think, first of all, is, okay, why do you think there are rats nearby? Have you heard from the neighbors that they've seen them? And also, like, how high off the ground is the feeder? And do you notice anything foraging underneath the feeder? I know, like, growing up, my dad always used to grease the pole so squirrels wouldn't be able to climb up there. So that helps kind of ward off other animals and stuff. But this is, like, it's definitely a great visual of the balance between humans and nature, right?
So would the leftover seeds on the ground, like the pile, and then the pile of the ick,
yeah,
right? We'll just call it the bird ick.
Yep.
That's on the ground. Is that something that would be like, ooh, a buffet to rats?
Not just to rats, but raccoons, chipmunks.
Trash pandas.
A lot of other things. So, like, it really, you know, one thing that you could do is change the seed start attracting different types of specific birds, because the mix that you can get from any hardware store contains, like, the sunflower seeds,
yeah,
and it kind of looks like trail mix, you know?
Sure. So, like you could maybe eat it.
Who wouldn't eat that?
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe something as simple as switching the seed to, like, a thistle seed to where other animals aren't going to be interested in that.
You get some
that.
Finches.
Yeah.
Finches are great.
So that could be a hack.
Okay. Can we go back to your dad greasing poles.
Sure. For the squirrels,
100%.
Squirrels are so tricky.
did he do that manually, or was there an application, and did he use
it was like a paintbrush or like a spatula type of a thing, and it was like actual grease.
Got it.
Wasn't just like Crisco.
That can't be good for the animals.
Well, we were just instructed not to touch it.
Okay, got it.
Roy, when you grease your pole, what is the proper proper way of greasing the pole?
Roy Spencer. He's not even going to
spatula.
I'm not touching.
You had a hard pass on that? Okay.
Pole.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Here's another one for you. 847.
Okay.
We'll let you think about that, Roy. Come back to you later in the show. First time problem, brick paver patio. Uh-huh. Piles of sand on pavers near grass.
Mm-hmm.
They suspect ants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
How about chipmunks?
I mean, yeah, that could be. But if it was chipmunks, you'd see a hole.
Yeah.
You know,
that piles
you could
of
throw
sand
a golf
so much,
ball
right?
down. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so this is a great segue because I really wanted to talk about ants. We, in the last week, we saw our call volume increase at least threefold, specifically with ants. Obviously, weather triggers are happening. Before the snap, we weren't really seeing a lot of rain. We weren't seeing the ideal conditions. But now that it's a million degrees outside and we've had some rain, colonies are getting flooded out. And those weather triggers are causing ant colonies to go forage for water sources, for food sources. And a lot of the calls that I'm listening to are like, I can't get rid of these ants. I've bought the traps. They're not going in the traps. So I just want to make a comment about before you go to the store and waste a bunch of money on things that are not formulated for a specific species of ant that you might have around your property. Just know that there's not one trap for every ant situation. And this is the case with a lot of different pests. The traps that you see in the stores, you know, sometimes they work. If you have that specific ant species, the super teeny tiny ones that you'll get in your kitchen, around the faucet, around the sink, maybe around the dishwasher, those could work. But really the name of the game is figuring out exactly what species you have. Why are they there? What are they attracted to? Why all of a sudden are they breaching the threshold, right? So that's what we do. That's what Rose does. When you call us, we help you figure out exactly what you have going on. And of course, a lot of times it turns into David's biggest fear, carpenter ants.
Hate them.
Mm-hmm. And
blueberries with legs, is that what you call them?
They are out and about in full force. And I was just at my brother's farm, and I saw he thought it was a queen, but I'm like, no, it could just be just a normal carpenter ant. It was humongous.
What's a queen? I know what a queen is, but what's a queen ant? A queen
is typically just so much bigger, like 10 times bigger, and her abdomen will be huge because she's just making all these eggs. But she's typically well hidden in the colony. But think about this, folks. Okay, ants live underground. When we have floods of rain, where do they have left to go? Up. So you're going to see them trail up the sides of buildings, into gaps and crevices around your windows. So what can you do? And I know a lot of people are out there planting flowers. Maybe they already did. They stirred up all kinds of things. Maybe they put mulch down. These are all open invitations for insects to get closer to the house. So one thing you can do is rake back mulch from the foundation. That's going to kind of put a moat around the house, if you will, to, you know, avoid them from a direct access to the foundation and getting inside. But just be aware of things, too. Like if you've got dogs and if you're outside, a lot of times people put bowls of water out for the dogs. Something like that will attract ants. A leaky faucet, spigot, will attract ants. Clogged gutters that aren't flowing properly away from the house will attract ants. So just be diligent about what you could do or what you are doing that's attracting them.
Before the break,
yeah.
30 seconds. The branches that are rubbing, you taught me this.
Yeah.
The branches that are rubbing against your house.
Yep.
That is the Autobahn for those little bastards to,
and big ones,
right?
Just to be clear,
well, any foliage, any bushes touching the house, any overhanging branches, trees, anything touching the house, that's just like a highway.
It's a highway. Yeah. That's what you taught me.
Yeah, yeah.
But raccoon squirrels, that's how they get into attics. Follow the tree, go to the soffit, go to the vent.
Do some landscaping, trim back branches. That's going to save you a whole mess of
Okay, can I just build upon that real quick?
Yeah.
Father-in-law's over, having dinner last Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Talks about how my mother-in-law wanted to buy a couple of squirrel feeders.
Oh, no.
Squirrel feeders.
Hold on.
So related to Elise.
Hold on. Okay. Now you know where it comes from. Uh-huh. Okay. So her mother wanted to buy it. Hold it gets better, Roy. So my father-in-law goes, my neighbor came over and said, he heard about it. He said, you don't want to do that. It's going to do this, that, and the other thing. So my father-in-law says, I cancel the feeders. And I look at my wife. I go, you see? I go, they're tree rats. She's like, they're not tree rats. I'm like, I'm telling you, you got it from your mother because my father-in-law, right? That's how it works. He canceled it.
Yeah,
at least he's got the stones to cancel it. I don't have those stones.
We know.
I have no control of my house.
We get it.
And then if she does it, she just has her mother buy it and brings it over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're tree rats.
Yeah.
They're cute, and then they need to eat, and they don't have tails.
But they're also...
Hold on. I go outside. There's, like, all these almonds on the ground, right? I'm power washing, because thanks...
You got two power washers now.
I got two power washers.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Thanks to my good friend.
Do you use both of them at the same time?
Let's not go crazy.
All right.
I should. That would be kind of cool.
would be cool.
So I want slow motion video of you doing that.
Okay. Thanks for specifying. 312-981 of me power washing, right? Yeah. You don't want any other videos. All right, I got to go to break. But Bruce Lance fixed it. So I'm out there power washing. My dog starts eating something off the ground.
Yeah.
So I go over there. I'm like, what's Sparty eating? My German Shepherd.
He's
picking off almonds off the ground.
Geez.
So I go, it's not just one, Roy. There's like 50 of them. So I go in there. I go, what the hell's with the almonds? Where'd the almonds come from? So my wife, who I love dearly, right? Love her. Okay, just want to say that. We got to go to break. I know, Benny, hold on. She's like, I saw a squirrel with no tail, and he looked hungry. So I threw some almonds out there.
He looked hungry.
I have 50 freaking ants.
Sympathy.
I got 50 freaking almonds. She's feeding a tailless squirrel.
Those are expensive. Uh-huh. Almonds are not cheap.
It sounds like I'm going to go to Northbrook just for lunch, right?
Like I'm sweating. I've got no control. 312-981-7, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to.
Yeah, call Rose for a free quote, you guys. 81, I almost did it again.
Your cell number?
My cell. 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.